Olympias, Alexander the Great's mother. Olympias, wife of Philip II, King of Macedonia, and mother of Alexander the Great, was the first woman to participate actively in the political events of the Greek peninsula. Olympias was murderous, vengeful, and brave, much like her husband. But history has not treated her in the same heroic way. The violence of her husband and son, both responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths, tends to be accepted as a given fact, even celebrated, while both ancient and modern authors often criticize Olympias because she wasn't nice. She wasn't. But Philip and Alexander were also not nice. Most of the sources about Olympias, written many centuries after her death, treat her with hostility because she was very different from the traditional image of the Greek woman, who was expected to be quiet, passive, out of public life, and look after the family. Olympias did not do those things. Greek historian Plutarch wrote about her. While Alexander controls his passions, Olympias is driven by them. At the end of his life, Alexander the Great claimed that his real father was not Philip II of Macedonia, but the god Zeus. Alexander had glorious beliefs about his family origins, and his mother did the same. Olympias grew up believing she descended from Achilles, the demigod hero of the Iliad. According to Plutarch, Olympias told her son that he was conceived when a thunderbolt, interpreted as Zeus, entered her womb. Alexander took a dangerous journey across the Libyan desert during his invasion of Egypt. He visited the oracle of Ammon Zeus, where a priest confirmed his divine origin.